Welcome to Voices.com's podcast, Preparing for a Voiceover Gig with Meditation. Hi, I'm Shelley Cohen, the voice behind a major telecommunications company's phone system, major banks and credit card voice systems, the Postal Service, and a major gallery in Ottawa. With over 35 years' experience as a voice actor for commercials, government videos, webinars, e-learning courses, etc., starting out as a radio announcer in British Columbia many years ago. I also run a one-day workshop called Your Voiceover Launch and a 14-week course called Becoming a Voice Actor at a recording studio in Ottawa, Canada, and over Skype. The one-day workshop gives you a taste of what's covered in the 14-week course. Both give you behind-the-mic experience as well. Becoming a voice actor covers all aspects of the business, including how to use your voice with proper breathing techniques, microphone usage, studio etiquette, terminology, the tools of the trade, and how to market yourself, and how to avoid the anxiety trap that many actors, not just voice actors, experience before performing, using meditation to calm you down and help you focus. In today's podcast, I'm going to tell you about the importance of being relaxed and prepared when going to a voiceover gig and guide you through a meditation session. All you need is a comfortable chair and your imagination to go for a walk with me. But first, here's some backstory to fill you in. Many years ago, I was hired by a producer with a home studio that he had built with the smallest booth I had ever seen. You took one step in, and there was the microphone. If you raised your elbows, you touched the walls. There was just enough room for a body, and if you tried to move, you banged into the mic stand or the door behind you. Well, when I tried to read the script, my voice dried up and pitched higher than usual. I kept trying to relax to lower the register a bit, but to no avail. The anxiety started to rise, and I had to get out of that room. Of course, the producer asked me to leave, as I'd been hired because of my deeper sound, and that was the first and last time I'd been fired from a voiceover gig because I wasn't prepared. I hadn't learned how to relax on demand yet, and wasn't aware you needed to, until then. The importance of preparing for a voice gig has continued to hit home for me over and over. For anyone who isn't behind the microphone regularly, as either a broadcaster or full-time voice artist, it takes time for your voice to warm up, to get into that groove or sweet spot where the reed flows and sounds real. Depending on how long it is, of course, for some, it takes 2 or 3 reads of the script and only a few minutes, for others, a lot longer, depending on your experience, mood, hydration level, time of day, how much sleep you had, the room temperature, and so many other things. Even with over 35 years' experience as a voice actor, I still need to warm up, and also, I meditate before a read to ensure I can connect with that deeper sound supported from the belly, which is so important. Why? Can you hear the difference? When I speak from my upper chest versus when I speak from my belly on supported breath? I'm busy too, but with a bit of planning, how do I do this? Well, within half an hour before the read, I do a short meditation, maybe 10 minutes, then do some vocal warm-ups, practice read the script a couple of times, and wow, what a difference it makes. When I arrive at the studio, I am in the zone and can start at the energy level needed immediately and make fewer mistakes, so it takes much less time. Why? Mostly because I've warmed up the vocal instrument, which includes the diaphragm, throat, lips, and nasal cavity, and am speaking on supported breath deeply. Speaking on supported breath while you're reading is not only healthier for your voice, it makes you sound stronger, more confident, and gives you stamina to read longer. You won't feel tired afterward either. So, how do you get to that deeper sound with supported breath if it doesn't happen naturally? Through meditation. The benefits of meditation have been scientifically proven over and over with all kinds of results reported. I started meditating over 35 years ago because I wanted to improve my focus and concentration. And yes, it definitely has done that. Studies also show that it calms the brain. A May 26, 2015 article in the Washington Post stated that, quote, meditation had been associated with decreased stress, decreased depression, anxiety, pain, and insomnia, and an increased quality of life, unquote. As well, meditation is useful for health reasons because breathing deeply gives your blood more oxygen and helps to release toxins. You can do your own research on the benefits. However, I suggest you start meditating as soon as possible to get a better quality of sound to be a better voice actor. In fact, one of the reasons becoming a voice actor is 14 weeks is because I teach students how to meditate, which takes time and sometimes guidance to get it right. As well, I want them to be able to access their deeper sound and speak on supported breath, so they work faster and easier behind the microphone to sound better on the recording and don't feel exhausted afterward. As anyone in the voice acting business will tell you, time is money. The quicker and more efficiently you can perform behind the microphone without sounding rushed, the faster the producer can finish the rest of the production. But each time you go into a new studio, it's a new situation. And human nature being what it is, we are wary of the unknown, and the flight or fight syndrome kicks in. This tends to make us tense, where our heart rate speeds up and constricts our breathing. Some people break out in a sweat and get nauseous. This is so counterproductive to voice acting, and in fact any performance in general. Of course, I'm referring mostly to those gigs where you go and record in another studio. However, it doesn't mean that meditating before doing a voiceover only refers to those you go and do elsewhere. If you work from a home studio, then it's even easier for you to meditate before you start your day. The different meditation techniques vary a great deal, depending on where you look. You can Google meditation techniques and you'll find literally dozens of methods. Personally, I discovered a headband called a Muse that measures brainwave activity that you use with your smartphone, which is truly amazing, but certainly not necessary if you're just starting out. An easy technique I teach students is following your breath and taking a walk to a staircase with a door to a cavern at the bottom. Let's go. But first, find a comfortable place to sit, such as a chair, with both feet on the ground and hands flat on your lap. We're going for a walk in your imagination. Close your eyes and begin to follow your breath with your mind's eye or your inner focus. Do that for a few minutes until you're settled in and breathing evenly and normally. Follow your breath in and out through your nose, and each time you breathe in, fill up your stomach with air like a balloon. Let the balloon deflate on the out breath. Don't force it or rush. You are just breathing normally. Once you're breathing this way comfortably with your mind's eye, focus on a white screen. Picture your favorite place in the world where you like to go for some peace and quiet, where you're not distracted. Do not judge yourself. There's nothing to criticize here. Thoughts will come and go naturally. Let them. This place can be indoors or out, it doesn't matter. It's wherever you feel the most at peace with the world. I have a favorite spot in Hawaii that I went to over 40-odd years ago. I go back often in my mind's eye. Imagine this place in full color. If outside, is there a wind or a breeze? If indoors, can you smell anything? Try to involve all of your senses. Always focus back on your breathing and following the breath in down to the belly button, then up and out through the nose. In this most peaceful place, start to take a walk. You're walking toward a stairway with a door at the bottom of the steps. Once you arrive at the top of the steps, breathe out and take a step down. Breathe in and out. Take a step down and again. Continue doing this until you reach the 10th step down. Now, open the door. Step inside. It's peaceful, but dark. Your breathing should now be deeper, coming from the belly. You can check by placing your hand on your stomach. Can you feel your stomach moving up and down? Don't forget your mind's eye or focus is also deeper and inside this cavern. This is where you continue breathing and following the breath, and also checking where you might be holding tension. With your mind's eye, go to the top of your head and check if there's tension in your crown, forehead, ears, jaw, and cheeks, lips, tongue, and neck. If so, on the next breath out, let it go. Take a deep breath in and let go of the tension as you breathe out. Work your way down your body to the chin, shoulders, arms, hands, and fingers next, then the stomach and back. Most of us hold a great deal of tension in our stomachs and lower backs particularly. Breathe in, and on the out-breath, let the tension in those areas release one at a time. Keep following your breath and go lower in your mind's eye to your pelvic, hips, and buttock regions, down your thighs and hamstrings, knees, and feet. If you feel any tension in your toes, just let it go on the out-breath. Continue to follow your breath. Do one last check again. Stay there for about 20 minutes. Keep checking for tense spots around the body. You can set a timer, but your body will know when the time is up. You will feel remarkably refreshed and energetic afterward. Try to practice this daily, or at least 3 to 4 times per week. It's best to do it first thing in the morning if you can work it into your routine somehow, but in the evening after work is also okay. Eventually, after about a month in my class, students learn to relax and become aware of their breathing and how that feels. Once they are relaxed, we begin to connect the breath and the voice with vocal exercises and warm-up techniques, so that by the time the course is done, you know how to relax on demand, get in and out of the studio quickly, and give a high-energy performance. I know how busy you are, but the benefits of meditation far outweigh any excuses for not being prepared to get behind the microphone. Your reputation depends on it. To learn more about my courses and what others have said, check out www.vocaldynamo.com or email me at coach@vocaldynamo.com. Thanks for listening, and good luck meditating to improve your voice acting technique.